launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here with you this evening is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content of the site. You go to freetalklive.com, and once you're logged in, you can submit show prep to the site, and then the show prep can be voted on. And the way you vote on that upcoming show prep is by clicking on upcoming stories on the front page of the site, and it'll present you with all of the recently submitted news pieces and videos and whatever else it is that people put up there. It could be fun stuff, whatever you think our listeners would enjoy. And then all you have to do is read the headline, read the summary, and then hit yay or nay on it, whether you like it or not, whether you think it's a good story and or not. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more people will see it. So go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. As we go to the phones, and still to come here tonight, the latest on the cannibal who was accused of being on bath salts. Well, we'll find out more about what was going on with that case. Julia's got an update on it. But first, Max is on the line listening in Seabrook, New Hampshire. Max, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight, Max?
I just wanted to give people an update on my case. They've moved my sentencing hearing back to Friday, July 6th. That's this Friday at Rockingham County Courthouse.
This is the case where you were at your home. There was a party going on that you hadn't necessarily consented to fully. It was
roommates.
Something your roommates had thrown. There were some thug types that showed up and started fighting. You fired a gun into the backyard as a warning shot to...
Into the ground.
Yeah, into the ground to calm people down. And for your efforts, which, by the way, it worked, for your efforts, you were rewarded with 8 or 9 felony charges, and you managed to defeat all but one of them in court. And I think you were representing yourself in court. You did not have an attorney. And you ended up being found guilty, unfortunately, by this jury, which is ridiculous because you weren't shooting at anyone. There was nobody in your field of vision for you to shoot. And basically they got you with some kind of crazy discharge of a firearm, right? And it was a felony?
Well, basically, I mean, you're in the middle of a fight. There's a brawl. People are hitting me from in front and behind, and I'm getting shoved and attacked. And this guy grabs me and pulls me over to the base of the stairwell, and there's a woman holding an upturned knife and a beer bottle, and she's got this hostile look on her face, and she says something like, "I'm going to kill whoever's messing with my boyfriend." And there's blood all over the floor. There's broken glass. People are yelling and screaming. You can't hear people. I'm yelling, "Stop fighting, stop fighting. Get out of my house, get out of my house." And finally, I run over to the back door, and I slide the door open, and it's brightly lit out there, and I carefully fire one round into the backyard. And that finally stops the fight, but this gang leader comes and runs at me and tries to wrestle the gun out of my hand. And all these people were let go, and it turned out they all had long rap sheets, breaking and entering.
So when you say they were let go, none of them were charged with anything. The police came and they charged...
No, only the defense witnesses. Only the defense witnesses were arrested, taken to the police station, interrogated, and then had charges filed against them. And all the criminals were let go. And they've gone on to commit all sorts of other crimes like breaking and entering, drug trafficking, drunk driving, assault and battery, threatening witnesses, all kinds of things. And they've been, the big thing is the criminals who were in my house who were let go have gone on and committed all kinds of other, terrible acts, cruelty to animals and everything.
Had they
like
done that?
That
had they done that by the time you had your court case, which was a couple of months ago? I mean, were you able to bring that up in the court case? Hey, your witness, asking the witness, how many arrests have you had since this incident?
The prosecutor kept all that out. Here's the problem.
Objection. It's not related to the crime at hand.
Well, I think it is related. It shows the value of the witness, right?
Well, and then,
that makes sense, but logic need not apply.
D, that kind of thing gets exempted, but the prosecutor in the case lied continuously during opening, closing, and just the way she was asking questions.
Which people who've been in court are not unfamiliar with. I mean, prosecutors are notorious for just trying to pad their records with as many convictions as possible. They don't care about getting the right person or doing justice. They just care about getting that conviction, and it's sad because you didn't hurt anybody. No one ever accused you of hurting anybody. No human who wasn't a cop filed a complaint against you, and now you're facing 3 to 7 years in prison. Isn't that right?
Well, it's 6 years maximum now because they changed the sentencing and there's no more minimum to go with it. So as far as I know, it could be a year, stand committed, or it could be a year suspended sentence, or they go all the way up to the 6 years.
You're just kind of hanging out there in limbo. You were supposed to have a sentencing hearing, but it's been delayed. For what reason?
I had to file a continuance because the public defender who's handling the sentencing was too busy at the original event. And I filed a motion to set aside the verdict because there wasn't, when you act in self-defense, they have to prove that you weren't acting in self-defense normally. But I had three witnesses looking up the stairwell identifying this woman with the upturned knife. I had four witnesses identifying the guy who charged at me and tried to wrestle the gun from me. They kept out the evidence of the woman later chasing after my housemate with a hatchet, screaming that she was going to kill him for calling the police.
Irrelevant.
Kept all this evidence out. Kept all the criminal records out. Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, I hope, I wish you the best. I'm going to be in court on Friday myself, so I can't be there to support you, Max, but I hope some folks will come out, because you're in the Seacoast region in New Hampshire, and we've got liberty activists all over the place. Do you expect to have a group of folks come out?
Right. Well, I sure hope to. It's, for folks, it's Rockingham County Courthouse in Brentwood, and it's a Friday at 10 a.m. in courtroom number one.
Good luck. So I have to say, Max, most of our listeners obviously can't make it, so we don't generally like to promote individual court hearings. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be out on the
Seacoast. If you live in New Hampshire, you can call your state rep. You can write letters to the editor. You can call the governor's
office. What could a state rep do?
Ask for a pardon.
A state rep. Can state reps in New Hampshire work pardons? Can they do that?
They can't get a pardon. Only the governor can do a pardon. But in the Ward Byrd case, Governor Lynch wouldn't give Ward Byrd a pardon.
Ward Byrd is a guy who brandished a firearm as somebody was, you know, crossing on his property that he didn't like.
She wouldn't leave, and there's a controversy as to whether or not he waved the gun at her or not, but it was trespassing. All he did was pull the gun out, and that was it.
But what happened with Ward Byrd? You said that he couldn't get a pardon?
My understanding is he couldn't get a pardon from Governor Lynch, but it went to the state house and they vacated the sentence, but he still got a felony on his record. But that's what I heard. So
interesting.
But I'll be appealing it obviously to the Supreme Court. The reason is they provided absolutely no evidence contradicting.
I hope that I hope they'll let you stay out on appeal. I hope you don't end up getting any prison out of this, maybe a suspended sentence or something like that, because it's absolutely outrageous. I mean, do you think the judge is, you know, what's your impression of the judge in this case? Is he or she just a nut job, crazy pro-state person, or do you feel like they could be reasoned with and perhaps, you know, won't go put you up against a wall here?
He's pretty reasonable. The judge is Judge Delker. He's a pretty intelligent guy, but he worked for the Attorney General's office under Kelly Ayotte, and Kelly Ayotte was the one who went after Ethan Vassar. Ethan Vassar was the one who shot his brother because his brother had gone out to the tool shed to grab a weapon or something like that.
I'm not familiar with that case. But a lot of these judges have been, you know, shuffled around. They've been all over the place, prosecutors, attorney general's office, as you mentioned. So it'll be I wish you the best, Max, and I hope it works out.
Yeah, I'd like
to hear
how it turns out.
Well, hopefully, if you're not put in a prison cell, you can let us know. Otherwise, hopefully somebody who's there with you will update our listeners on what happened. Because I know that when I was in Superior Court after a jury trial being sentenced, I thought I was going to be able to say I was going to appeal and be out for 30 days pending the appeal.
Yeah, you're making lunch plans with everybody.
Yeah, and they put me right into jail, so there is that possibility, and I hope that you'll be prepared for it. You pretty much have to be ready to go to prison when you go to sentencing. But I wish you the best, and thanks, Max, for the update at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Bath salts. Sounds like some of the people at Max's party are the party that he was at might have been on bath salts, because some people have been alleged to have done some crazy things while on bath salts, including eating another human being. But was that the case? Julia's got an update for us here in moments. 855-453.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 866-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We have the archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can click and download as many episodes as you would like. They are available to you free at freetalklive.com. Plus, there's also our SoundCloud page, which will allow you to, or our SoundCloud account, which will allow you to easily share any episode of Free Talk Live that you would like on your Facebook page or Twitter, perhaps on your WordPress blog, in a variety of different ways. Just click the share button on whatever episode you want to share with your friends. And whenever you do that, it's really appreciated because the more people it can share Free Talk Live with, the more people will come across the ideas, principled ideas of freedom. So go to freetalklive.com. Click and download whatever you'd like, or click over to our SoundCloud page, which is linked to on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com under the Listen and Share section.
I'm looking at my Bitcoin widget here, and it's showing Bitcoin's being at $6.73 right now in value. And I want you to consider that when I'm telling you this information. Online poker, the market currently is $4.8 billion, and online gambling is $30 billion a year. So basically, online gambling is $30 billion a year.
That's huge.
The market.
That's international?
Yeah. Now, Bitcoins make it, the United States government makes it essentially illegal for companies to, for banks to facilitate online gambling.
That's correct.
I don't think that online gambling is actually illegal, just the banking.
I don't think so, but if you are an online gambling person and you know, you can clarify, feel free at 855-450-FREE.
And lots of countries make it very difficult to, you know, get winnings in gambling winnings and things like that. Bitcoin. No one can be involved in your transactions at all. Most countries don't consider it even to be a currency. It's an online currency. Mm-hmm. But you can use bitcoins, which is this digital cash that was created by,
some brilliant programmers.
these crypto libertarians on the internet. And the market cap for Bitcoin, if it was just every gambling dollar on the internet, you can use it for doing all kinds of things. I've never gambled with it. I have bought all kinds of things with bitcoins. It's a currency. You can buy things with it. But if it was just used for online gambling, for which it is well suited, the market cap for it would be $4,300 per bitcoin. I just said it was $6.73.
Meaning if bitcoins replaced all of the U.S. and
all
other
dollars,
governmental currencies.
All money spent on the $30 billion a year that the industry spend on the industry per year, each bitcoin would be worth
figures that out?
$4,300.
Who figures those numbers out?
Well, I've got an in here. Somebody's the math isn't that difficult.
Well,
there's a fixed number of bitcoins in circulation.
Sure, but the bitcoins, right? Okay, yes, there are. I see where you're coming from.
21 million total.
But the good news about bitcoins is they are divisible, like way down, number zero.
Yes.
So even though there's a fixed number, in theory, one bitcoin could end up being that people aren't spending one bitcoin because they are worth $1,000.
Because one bitcoin buys a car.
At some point, not today,
right.
But at some point that could be the case, in which case you'd be spending 0.002 Bitcoin,
sure,
or whatever. And it's an amazing technology that is making for transactions to be very easily done online without any overseers, without any gatekeepers, without any governments or banks in between. And that means nobody's taking fees from you either. So when you're doing business, you're able to actually pass costs on to the consumer without having to increase them for credit card fees and things like that.
That's true. And if you want to get your bitcoins, you can get them through bitinstant.com. You just go there. They'll give you a little code. You can go deposit cash at up to 700,000 locations in the United States, the Soviet Union, or excuse me, Russia. I keep on saying Soviet Union. Brazil. There's Walmarts, 7-Elevens, major banks.
Yeah. I have used BitInstant, and it is easy.
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear that.
Yep.
I love.
Also, you don't need a bank account to get cash back out either.
No, it's nice.
All right, so bitinstant.com. We use coins.org. We'll give you more information about the Bitcoin if you're a newbie to it and you need to learn about it. Trust me, you need to learn about this because it's become more and more
apparent.
You're
going to learn about it.
Yeah.
You could learn about it today, or you could learn about it in a couple of years, but you're going to learn about Bitcoins because they are changing the world.
Yeah, do you want to get in on the front end or later on? 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. William is in Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I hope all's going well. Hey, guys, gal.
Go ahead, William. What's on your mind?
I would think y'all were segueing out of my topic, but I didn't mention gambling. it's a perfect segue. As you know, the government makes it illegal to gamble online and in multiple other locations other than Vegas or wherever it's approved.
Well, is that was one of the questions we were asking. We didn't think it was actually illegal to gamble online.
Just difficult.
That it was just made difficult because they've made the credit card companies, they've made it a crime for them, for banks and credit card and other financial providers to interact, to interface with processors for the or with the gambling companies.
Yeah, but I recall you guys telling a story here not too long ago about the U.S. government going into foreign countries and arresting people for running gambling sites online.
That's a good point. There were stories like that, but
yeah,
I don't know if
yeah,
that means okay. It's illegal to gamble online. Maybe no. That maybe
it, maybe it's illegal. I wouldn't doubt it for you know that they you know, pass that through.
It wouldn't surprise me either. I just don't recall hearing about that.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe they weren't arresting the people who are actually doing the gambling. They just seized all the assets. You guys remember this? They seized all the assets of the people who were facilitating the gambling.
They do what they want.
But the government, you know, loves gambling apparently because they want to make it illegal for you not to gamble with Obamacare. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Because basically I want a lot of people to understand that health insurance, like any other insurance, is gambling. I mean,
how's that?
It's playing the, I guess, playing the odds to some extent.
You're hoping the company stays in business. You mean to?
No. You're putting in a certain amount of money towards, you know, in the hopes of being able to sort of cash out more money in the future.
I hope to never have to use that that health insurance.
I mean, you know, if it made more sense for me to put $150 a month away in a savings account and keep that money into the future, then I would. But I could get cancer that would cost me a lot more than that amount of money that I put away.
Yeah, so and that's why it's kind of a gamble because, like, if you're a 20-year-old guy or woman, you know, you could, you know, buy health insurance. I don't know. I'm just going to guess $150 a month maybe right now, you know, outside of your company.
Right.
It may be more than that, but, you know.
Males are cheaper than females, I can tell you that.
Yeah, so basically, like, if you did that for, say, 20 years until you're about 40, and a lot of average, you know, people don't have a whole lot of real problems until, you know, they get a little older. And some people, my dad hasn't had, he's 56, and he hasn't had any serious problem, really. But so you can, if you do 20 years at 150 a month, just use easy numbers. Let's use 100 a month. What is that, 1,200 a year times 20 is, what, 24,000 plus whatever interest you might be able to gain from it, maybe?
30.
But let's just say, but we'll just say 24, I guess. But,
okay.
You know, in 20 years, if you got maybe $6,000 worth of doctor bills, at the end of 20 years, you've lost. But, like you said, Mark, if you end up with cancer or something, assuming your medical insurance will cover it, you'll win.
Yep.
And then, of course, you get a bit of pain.
I don't look at it as a win when you get cancer. I mean, this is not the kind of gambling I'm used to.
Well, it's gambling. You know, you're gambling against the odds at that point. Somebody's going to take that pool of money.
William, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. By the way,
interesting.
Here's a website. The FBI's own site claims it is illegal to online gamble in the U.S.
Okay.
Give you more details on that here in a moment. Presuming they're telling the truth. 855-453-1855-450-3733. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. We're going to put you one. This is Free Talk Live.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number here for you is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features on the site. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. Different Amazons for different countries, U.S., Amazon, U.K., Amazon, Canada, Amazon. Click into the right one for you, get your shopping taken care of, and feel good because you're getting the stuff you want at the great Amazon prices and deals that you're used to. And it's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Now, we were talking about online gambling and whether or not it's illegal as an individual to participate in online gambling, because you don't hear stories about people getting arrested for it. At least we haven't. Maybe you do if you're more into the online gambling community. You probably hear them all the time. But they don't make it to us. So maybe you could enlighten us as to, is this happening? Are people getting arrested for online gambling? Because we know that the people that are running the casinos have been targeted by the police. We know that the government guys have made it illegal for the money people, like the credit card companies and banks, to not do business. It is illegal for them to do business with online casinos. So we know they've been going after the people with money, because that's what government does. They're big bullies, and so they're gonna pick on the people that have money as opposed to the ones that don't.
It's not worth picking on ones that don't, right?
Yeah, and in this case, they're doing it in the favor of the existing gambling casinos, so like the places in Vegas or Atlantic City. In fact, the FBI even makes that claim here in their own article, telling you, online gambling, don't roll the dice. If you've ever thought about visiting a cyber casino, here's something you should know. It's illegal to gamble online in the United States. You can go to Vegas. You can go to Atlantic City. You can go to a racetrack. You can go to those places and gamble legally, but don't do it online. It's against the law. That's according to Leslie Bryant, the head of the Cybercrime Fraud Unit at FBI headquarters.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because why can you gamble some places and not others?
Because some places gave the money government.
Right, the state has
money.
Legalized gambling, I think, in every state. I mean, every state in this
lotto.
Country.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, they're protecting monopolies and exist in the people that they've given license to.
Right, these casinos have been doing business for decades.
I was talking about bitcoins, and you can't the bitcoins aren't cash. They aren't money. So they are the internet's a version of cash, but they're not recognized as money by government agencies.
Right. So is it considered online gambling?
I don't think
legal terminology.
I can't see how it would be.
We're not lawyers, and we certainly haven't read the law.
Agreed. But I do know somebody very well who has a site.
Satoshi Dice.
I know that there's a site called Satoshi Dice, which gives good odds, mm-hmm. and I know somebody who runs the site. I don't know for certain that person owns Satoshi Dice. You got me?
I see.
Gotcha. So, but
I've heard Satoshi Dice is a good place to go if you want to use bitcoins and gamble.
So, I mean, you can go on and you can play blackjack or whatever on the internet for little ones and zeros that show up on your screen. So what's the difference when you're playing for Bitcoin, since they're not a currency?
Again, I'm not a lawyer, and you aren't
either.
So,
but I do know in Sarasota, Florida, that they have little businesses that they're essentially gambling outlets that only give that you win sort of tickets, and then you can
trade, like Chuck E. Cheese.
You can
whatever.
Trade them in for prizes throughout the town. So essentially, you can get dinner at a local restaurant and these kind of things. So they're the things that you might spend cash on, but they're not money.
But it's not considered gambling because it's not money.
That's right.
So according to the FBI's own piece here, they say that means no placing cyber bets on sporting events or in virtual card games, no transferring money electronically for gambling, and no wagers in offshore internet casinos, even if you live in the U.S. What's allowed? Some free online games, fantasy leagues, and Indian gaming sites that aren't strictly defined as internet gambling. It's also illegal for businesses to run gambling websites and to solicit online bets. Even companies handling transactions for cyberspace bettors can face federal charges. Cracking down. Our strategy for tackling illegal online gambling as a key enforcement agency is to start with the companies providing the services in the first place. We're going after the people making the money. The owners of these virtual casinos, gaming rooms, and off-track betting parlors, said the FBI spokes bureaucrat. We currently have about a dozen of these cases in motion, and this was 5 years ago this was written. One of the biggest came, blah, 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 and they go on to brag about all the people that they're taking.
Two lives they've ruined.
Think a little online gambling can't cost you? Don't bet on it. Even if you don't get caught gambling, you could well lose the money you have in an online gambling account if the company faces charges, since the U.S. government seizes assets in these cases whenever possible.
Now, this is another interesting thing about bitcoins, is you can't, they really can't tell necessarily where the money came from. You have a cloak of...
You can have a
cloak of anonymity if you do it properly. So, I don't even know if they can, they can't seize these companies' bitcoin accounts because they don't have accounts with banks. Banks don't take bitcoins. You don't need to.
Maybe someday.
What
do you think the FDIC would do if some bank wanted to, one of their member banks wanted to actually start taking bitcoins?
I don't know. It'd be very interesting.
So there you have it, the U.S. federal government threatening you openly and saying you can't decide to go on a website somewhere and risk a little bit of money because they know what's best for you. And what's best for you is going to the established casinos in Vegas and Atlantic City, who've been paying taxes for decades and who have lobbyists, paid lobbyists, that line the pockets of politicians, because it's better for you to lose money to those guys than to lose to the online guys.
Sure, when they can keep competition out, they can keep the payouts lower.
Let's go to the phones and take your thoughts. Talk to Mike, listening in California, to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about two different things, Katrina and gambling. But first, with the gambling, it makes perfect sense to me that the government doesn't want online gambling because they can't get their cut.
It's a lot harder.
What I understand, it was the Indian casinos lobbied their state congressman to pass the bill that made online gambling illegal, because they were actually feeling the pinch. So many people were doing online gambling. But my dad seems to think that the amount of people in the parking lot at casinos is a good indicator of how well the economy really is doing. And I drove across New Mexico yesterday, and every casino I passed, even the overflow parking lots were full. And
really?
So I think to myself, yeah, I mean, how bad is the economy? I mean, we hear about certain numbers, but how bad is it when every casino is jam-packed, every
good
parking stall in a casino?
Yeah,
and,
I don't know. At my house, we kind of, you know, when the economy went south, our lifestyle changed at the same time, and we kind of went to this, you know, eating at home and not spending nearly as much money in out-of-home food dollar and, you know, just sort of simplifying our lives in several different ways. And we haven't really changed that because it's a fine lifestyle and works for us.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. The other thing is that when I was only a driver for a short time when Katrina happened, and the company that I worked for allocated 45 trucks to FEMA to use as they saw fit, and the government actually lifted the mandates on those drivers, and they didn't require them to use logbooks or anything. They just let them run. Now, this is the thing that I find interesting about Katrina. I think that thing with the Astrodome was some kind of a beta test, because, you know, what's the branch of the Air Force, the logistic branch that sends tanks and supplies and everything to different places, they can gear up for a war in the Middle East within a few weeks, but they couldn't get a truckload of water to those people? That doesn't make any sense to me. I think that they purposely didn't do that to see how long it would take for people to start acting crazy when they were put in a sports stadium.
Now, if some lieutenant colonel in Boise was told, Lieutenant Colonel Smith, I want you to get water down to New Orleans, and I want you to do it tomorrow. You have 12 hours. Well, that would happen. But the problem with government is that nobody's responsible. So, you know, the local government was gone. The state government thought the feds were going to do it. The feds thought the state government was going to do it. Like, it just gets this confusing mess.
Occam's razor when it's the most likely explanation is probably
true? Incompetence with the government tends to be the most likely excuse.
Generally, that
be.
Is the case. Mike, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for your thoughts if you call in next.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot respond to the route.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa.
Hey.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed in this.
No, I have work today.
Have a funny way of telling people no. Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Good day, Peter Kranchnemel from Midas Resources. Today is July 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1589.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1629.35, $814.67 for a half ounce, and $407.34 for a quarter ounce. $1629.35, $814.67, and $407.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at webex.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And apparently, Occam's razor, I misstated what it is. It is a principle urging one to select from among competing hypotheses that which makes the fewest assumptions and thereby offers the simplest explanation of the effect. So it's more defined version of what we were talking about before. Thanks to SciPhase for sending that our way. 855-450-FREE. Still time for you and your thoughts if you want to call in. We're talking about online gambling and whether or not it is illegal. Is it illegal when you're using something like Bitcoin, which isn't technically a government-approved currency? What is it then? Is it still considered online gambling? I don't have the answers. I'm not an attorney, but maybe you've got some ideas you want to share with us about your thoughts on the issue. Let's go to Anonymous calling from Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how's everyone doing tonight?
Just great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just thought I would chime in on this talk about casinos, because I recently got hired in a casino in Ohio as a surveillance agent. So,
okay.
And I'll start off by saying when I first hired in, the training we got made the job seem like it was going to be a lot of fun. Like, they taught us how to play all the table games, and then they taught us how to cheat at all the table games so we would know what to look for.
Mm.
Because the chips, when they're in the chip trays, there's really no accountability. So that's why a casino will shut down if the surveillance department isn't operating. But now that the training period's over, half my time is taken up doing stuff for the government.
Like what?
We're taking pictures of people for tax purposes when they win X amount of money. The gaming agents that work for the government, they just have authority to come into our surveillance room whenever they feel like and ask us what we're doing and put us on task and take control of our cameras. And
wow, man. That's terrible. And that explains something about why online gambling is illegal. I don't know. Did we touch on this aspect? I don't think we did. We were suggesting that part of it is to protect the existing casinos, which is true. I'm sure that's the case. But it's also because they're not going to have an easy time identifying who the winners are online. I mean, if they're coming in there taking photos, if you guys are taking photos of winners for, the government so they can get money, extract some sort of tax on the winnings of the folks at these casinos, I mean, are these guys filling out forms, too? Do you have to fill out, like, an IRS form if you take if there's a big take?
I believe it's a W-2G that you have to fill out.
Yeah. How many of the online casinos are requesting that sort of information from their customers?
Probably fewer. But the government also can't claim to protect you when it comes to these online. And that's what they love to do. They love to wrap themselves in the cloak of, we're protecting you.
Yeah.
And so, right. you know, these online casinos, they could be doing anything. Of course, people figure right. out if they're not winning there, they'll go to another site.
And there's reputation, and some online casinos, I imagine, are, I'm just going to suggest, they're probably vetted. I would bet the better ones are, you know, they have a third-party vetting company come in and vet their software to make sure there's no back doors.
I'll bet they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and everything in the casino is completely regulated by the state. We have documents, state documents. I mean, they control the way the games are played. They control every little aspect you can think of that goes on in there. So,
wow.
Although it's a private, quote-unquote private corporation,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're ran by the state completely.
Thanks for sharing, shining a light on that, because I had not heard that aspect of operating a casino. It makes sense, of course. I mean, what is it? What business will the state not micromanage if they can possibly get away with it? Anonymous, thanks for sharing that, and please feel free to call if you ever had a casino story you want to tell us. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So any other thoughts on casinos, lady and gent?
Well, I think that people's, you know, I'm not much of a gambler. Sometimes if I go,
I've never been to a casino.
No, I've certainly been to them.
I kind of want to go.
Hung out with Osborne, and Osborne likes casinos. But I, you know, to me, I've worked hard for my money. I don't like to see it go bye-bye. The last time I went gambling was on a cruise ship, and I won a couple $100s above what I walked in with. You always got to make sure that gamblers, because gamblers, some of them will tell you that they've won when they only told you what they won and not how much they lost.
Right.
So this is a couple $100s above what I walked in with, like $250 or something. And actually, it was $350 above what I walked in with, and I, you know, lost down to 100, and then I got like a little scared, and so I wandered out.
Yeah, take it.
And I went and handed it to my wife. But you know, these are the sort of situations that just make you that much more convinced I'm good at this. And you know,
beginner's luck.
I'm not a beginner by any stretch. I've played played my fair share of poker, but. You know, anyway, I know that these things are set up for the house to win, and it bothers me. I think that, you know, you can get lucky at times, but I don't like to see it go away. But that doesn't mean that I don't think other people should be able to do this. I was on a boat, a cruise ship, you know, years and years ago with an older lady who said gambling saved her life.
Really?
She said that. You know, she didn't have any kids, and her husband had just died, you know, a year or so ago or something like that, and she was really depressed, and, you know, she likes to go out and gamble. It makes her feel better. Now, it's her money. I don't know where that money's going to go. Could it be spent better? Yes. I could spend her money better, but it's her money, and it makes her happy. She lived her life, her husband worked, and she worked, and that's their money.
Everybody wins. She feels happy. The casino operators get her money, and win-win.
Yep, so
even she's losing.
I would not propose to tell, you know, she liked to play the slots. But whatever.
Same thing with the high rollers at these casinos. I mean, these guys come in, lose, and they get treated like royalty, so they must love it, right? Like, they just love the experience of being waited on hand and foot, and just they've got the money to lose, so who cares? So in other news, by the way, we were going to mention that, Julia, you had an update on the bath salt cannibal.
Or right.
The man that was being called a bath salt user, the guy that was eating the dude's face down in Miami.
So this particular article is from MSNBC. Toxicology reports are complete on the body of Rudy Eugene, the infamous Miami face eater, and only one drug showed up in his bloodstream, marijuana, with no trace of MDPV, they say the active ingredient in bath salts, and that's not accurate, but
bath
it is one of the bath salts, yes.
It's mainstream media. What do you
right.
want?
Pot has been known to cause the munchies. I hate that joke. Yeah. I think it's just awful. I get worse munchies when I drink alcohol.
Okay. Mainstream media articles are full of these just
bad jokes.
Well, they're just cliche,
right.
At this point, you can almost count on bad cliched marijuana jokes showing up in mainstream
right.
media pieces.
So, but could it have triggered Eugene's frenzied near fatal biting attack on the face of a fellow homeless man? At the time of May 26th, doctors said. He exhibited paranoid delirium, a hyper-excited state induced when a drug overdose increases the body's concentration of adrenaline hormones, essentially sending survival instincts into overdrive. Overdoses of cocaine, amphetamine, bath salts, and LSD have been known to trigger paranoid delirium, but pot? It was definitely wasn't the pot, doctors said.
Hmm.
Some people have said, well, it must be the marijuana that triggered the behavior. That, in my opinion, is outrageous.
Anything.
No, they don't. But, you know, well, you went to the hospital once because you went crazy on drugs. You've said that before. And the doctor and the cops tried to convince me that it could have been the marijuana.
Marijuana?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure it was because I stayed up for 48 hours.
It was a combination of factors, I'm sure. The staying up, it got worse the longer you stayed up.
The you staying up was, you know, curiously close to having dropped some LSD, right? Like that in the time frame.
Well, right.
It
but the problem
next
was
day.
I decided that time didn't
exist.
But he
exist. Didn't go to sleep after
yes.
having done it, so.
Right, but the problem is I decided that time didn't exist, which was really
it was
the
about
mistake.
Dinner time.
Yeah.
We had
but
woken up early and eaten the drugs, and then about dinner time, he decided time didn't exist. I thought he was joking. He wasn't choking at all, and he continued to stay up because time did not exist.
Do you understand right. that, like, I could make the decision that time doesn't exist, like, now, and I'm still going to go to bed in a few hours?
That's
like,
good, Marshall. I'm not really convinced.
The drugs might have had something to do with it.
Well, they had something to do with me making that decision.
Right.
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 But it was staying up that was
the
problem.
And
the
inability to sleep. Like,
there's no relationship between these two for you.
Well, right. Had I not decided that time didn't exist, I probably would have gone to sleep.
Okay.
And then everything would have been fine. Because when you go without sleep, you will go insane.
But you made the decision that time didn't exist because you were on the drugs.
That's
so
correct.
So the drugs led to...
Well, on this, I really just wanted to say that outcome because I called this. When this article came out, I said there's no way that bath salts caused this. This guy had psychosis or something like that anyway. And maybe if he's taken drugs, it might have triggered that or something. But this isn't going to make me eat faces. And I was right. So that's all.
Wait, what's not going to make you eat faces?
If I take bath salts, it's not going to make me eat faces because I'm not a face eater.
That's good. Don't take bath salts. That's
yes.
probably not a good idea.
No, I don't want to.
All right. So we are out of time here tonight. Talk about an untested product. Bath salts, brand new. Nobody really knows what they're getting into with that stuff. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.